Oh, it worked.
What's up, Mr. Green?
You're there. All right. Another edition of the Healthy Self Podcast. Nice job, GJ. You're getting smooth at this.
Thanks.
That literally worked first time. That's awesome. Hey, so we've not talked in a while. I'm wondering what is new with you?
Well, I'm taking classes at Allen Hancock.
Oh, nice. What are you taking?
Reading and writing class.
Oh, okay. How long ago did you just start? It's got to be pretty recently, right?
Yeah, started August 15th.
Oh, okay. So you've been in it for just over a month. And how are the classes going?
Pretty good.
Anything particularly difficult?
You think what? I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Is anything particularly difficult?
I would probably say catching up with homework.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking classes right now too, and
Wait, what?
I know. I know. I'm taking classes. It's called an admin program, and it's to someday become a high school administrator. That would be like
Wow.
vice principal or principal. There's a lot of different things you can do with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, it's hard,
It
and so keeping up with homework is difficult.
True.
Do you have homework you're supposed to be doing today?
I was supposed to do it on Wednesday. But I will try to do it today.
Well, I'm going to tease you a little bit. Are you procrastinating?
Wait, what do you mean?
Procrastinating means that you are kind of telling yourself that you're going to do it at some other time in the future, but you're not going to do it right now.
Right.
Are you doing that?
Yes, kind of, sort of.
I totally get it. You know how I know? Because I'm doing the same exact thing.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Procrastination is definitely one of the things that I try to do to get my work done. I know it sounds really weird, but I use procrastination a lot, and it's not the best thing to do.
Oh no.
I know. So it's a good thing for us to talk about though on our podcast, because a lot of people try to use procrastination. It's because sometimes you don't feel like doing homework. Sometimes you don't really want to get to it. Sometimes you feel like it's going to be really hard, so you don't want to start it.
Right.
Yeah, there's lots of different reasons that people procrastinate. So, I don't know, when it comes time to it, when it comes time to do your work, what do you tell yourself when it's time to actually get busy on your work?
I usually just like tell myself like to start doing the work, and then if I need help, I usually just go on campus the next day, and then they usually help me out with
Oh, good.
it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to tell yourself that kind of thing.
Or sometimes I would even call up a friend for help,
Oh, good.
which kind of got me thinking, what if you try to help me with it?
Now, well, I would love to be able to help you. a problem that I have with that right now is that I just started school again too, like with my students. And I just don't know if I'm going to have time to do like tutoring, like helping stuff. Mm-hmm. But I would like to be able to help you in some way.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. I guess my first question is, how are you getting your assignments? Do you get them online?
I get them. I get them through an app. Have you heard of the Canvas app?
I have heard of Canvas. Yeah, I've used that.
That's what I'm using. Yep.
Okay, so you use a Canvas app.
I do, but I also get them through the LAP, Learning Assistance Program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So are there people at the Learning Assistance Program that that are supposed to be able to help you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do they do a pretty good job with it? Have you ever gone in there?
Yes, I have, and they've been pretty good with helping.
Okay. Well, that's cool. What kind of help have they given you?
What do you mean, what kind of help?
Well, do they sit and work with you one-on-one, or do they like send you videos where they're just explaining things? Or do you do Zoom calls with them? Like, how do you guys work together?
I usually do one-on-one with them. And I sometimes do a Zoom call with my teacher.
Oh, okay. So is there a particular assignment that you have right now that you need help with?
I would say probably the reading and writing.
Uh-huh. Did they give you some kind of a writing prompt that you have to write about?
Yes, they did.
Do you remember what it is?
It's reading. I think we're supposed to be reading a story about because the book that we're reading, the whole book is called Nothing Old Can Stay.
It's called what? Nothing Old Can Stay?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not heard of that book. So you have to read that book and then answer some questions about it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, let's see. What if you were to sit down and work on your homework right now, where would you start? What would you do first?
I'd probably read part of the book.
Okay. So do you have the book on your Braille note then?
No, I don't.
Oh, how would you read the book?
I'm getting a Braille copy of it, but I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try out for the audio versions.
What do you mean try? You're gonna try out the audio versions?
Yeah.
Where will you get the audio version of the book?
I'm getting it through email right now from LAP.
Oh, okay. So they do they send you like one chapter at a time or something?
I think they do. I'm not sure how they send it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure that's what they do.
Okay. Well, that is something I'd be willing to do, is to read that book along with you. So if you get an email that if you get an email that has like the audio version of the book and you forward that to me, I'd be happy to listen to it and then help you answer some questions.
Okay.
Yeah. So whenever you get your assignment, you could just email me or text or whatever and just let me know what it is.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, that's step one out of the way. So you're taking a reading and writing class. And what other class are you taking, or is it just the one?
It's just that one.
Nice. And so what days do you go to campus?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. Cool. And is it pretty easy to find your class?
It is now.
You got some help with it?
I did, yeah.
Nice. I don't know if you listened to the podcast. Oh, you know what? I don't think I uploaded it. I did another little podcast episode with Jonathan, and he moved to a place called Humboldt. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay. It's up in Northern California, even further north than where you were in Fremont, right? Yeah, it's even further north than Fremont.
Whoa.
Yeah. But he is an English major and taking classes up there. So that's pretty exciting. I think I'm going to get in touch with him and we'll make another follow-up podcast episode at the end of his semester. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the other day I got a text from Mr. Balzer. Do you remember him?
I do, yeah.
Have you, I thought he said that he had talked with you. Are you, do you ever email him or text with him?
Text and call sometimes.
Oh, you've talked to him on the phone before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I think it would be fun to invite him to one of these podcast episodes too.
Yeah, and maybe Mr. Othier would be another person too.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Okay, maybe I'll, for the next one that we do, I'll try to get them to join.
Okay.
Let's see, I'm going to make a little note about that in my iPad here. I'll put it on my someday maybe list, and we'll say, get Mr. Balzer. I call him Dax.
But oh, yeah.
Get Mr. Balzer and Othier on the podcast with GJ. Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. So I am teaching out at Morro Bay High School. I'm not at San Luis Obispo High School anymore. Did I already tell you that?
No,
you didn't. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm in Morro Bay, right? I'm actually sitting in my classroom right this minute.
What?
I know. I came in on the weekend to get some things taken care of. So I'm going to be teaching out here this year, and it's really cool. We have a garden just like I did back at Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing some work with our garden, kind of getting that going. And I also got to talk to Mr. McKee the other day.
Oh, nice. How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. Yeah. He's retired and he's still really into doing gardening, so he has been growing tomatoes. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I haven't gotten any of them, though. I should swing by his house and pick some up. And so you invited me to go on a walk in Santa Barbara. Is that next Saturday?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I think I told you I won't be able to go to it, but I am wondering, like, where are you guys going? Is it on the beach or are you going downtown Santa Barbara, or what's the agenda there?
It's at the beach.
Okay. Have you been to the beach in Santa Barbara before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, cool. And so do you guys just walk on the sand?
We do, or sometimes we could also walk on the sidewalk.
Okay. And how often, like, how many times have you done that?
That was my first time. I went I think it was somewhere in July.
Okay. And it's with your mobility instructor?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. And you don't have the same mobility instructors you had before, right?
Correct.
Okay. Who are your new people?
I only have one for right now. Her name is Brianna.
Okay. Cool. So does she pick you up and then you guys drive down there, or do your parents drive down there and you meet her?
I'm actually getting a ride on Saturday from another teacher from Braille Institute.
Oh, one of your teachers from Braille Institute is coming down?
She actually lives in Orchid.
Whoa. Oh, that's cool. So wait, does she drive up to Fremont then?
To
go to work?
She didn't.
No. Oh, okay. She used to live up there and work there, but now she lives in Orchid?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, that's cool. So you guys live pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're getting a ride down to Santa Barbara, and then you'll spend the day down there and then just come back that evening?
Yes.
Nice. Are any of your family members going?
No, they're not.
Okay. Cool, so it's just you get to go out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Are there any other students that are going with you?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Other people that's going to be going there.
Okay.
I've invited Jose and Stephanie, but I don't think they're going to be able to make it.
Okay. Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Even if those other guys don't go.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking that we should check in again when that is over. So you're going on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
You want to check in next Sunday?
Sure.
Like, do you want to do another podcast next Sunday and tell me about the trip?
I'm down. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you set it in our calendar for 3 o'clock again? And I will see if I can get Mr. Balzer to join us.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I have to keep this one kind of short because I have another person who's going to be calling me, not to make a podcast, but to check in about some other things at 3:30. But this was a good little check-in one. And then when I make the podcast, I'll add this part of the episode to it.
Perfect.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'll look forward to the calendar invite for next Sunday at 3 o'clock. And we will find out how your day in Santa Barbara was.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks again for connecting, and good job doing it so quickly today.
Thanks, Mr. Grimm.
Yeah. All right. Nice talking to you, GJ.
All right. Nice talking to you, too.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.